Rob Murray, and our mountain insider, Tanya Faubert. And it looks like it's all aboard for a train feasibility study. Everyone seems to be getting behind the Town of Banff spearheaded initiative to look for some grant money, try to figure out if passenger rail service should be restored between Calgary and the Bow Valley area. And all the major players are on board. Calgary Council voted to support this. Canmore already did a little while back. And it's chugging along, I guess.
Excellent pun, yeah. Rob.
Toot toot.
Well, let me follow up with the caboose. In order for this type of big idea to work, we do need a regional context. It can't just be Banff getting rail. Calgary needs to be on board, Cochrane, Canmore as well. Calgary, because that's where there would be a train station for people to get on, which means intercept parking is needed. It's very important. There's a lot of details. And this feasibility plan, I think, although $350,000, hopefully that money will give us a really clear sense of whether we have the assets that we need now and the ability to add what else is needed to make this a reality.
It'd be a pretty big endeavor, and $350,000 might seem like a lot of money to ask from a provincial government that, I don't know if you've noticed lately, but $10+ billion deficit, they're kind of in the hole at the moment. But, you know, at the same time, we're talking about diversifying our economy in Alberta, and I think the low-hanging fruit is tourism, because tourism is already chugging along. We're already seeing record numbers here in the Bow Valley, which has shielded us largely, I think, from a lot of the oil and gas stuff that's been going on in the rest of the province. So it's not just about trying to alleviate traffic concerns in Banff. It's about the entire province boosting our tourism revenue.
The conversation about how we move people around is becoming more and more important these days. Transportation is a clear cause of greenhouse gas emissions. It has been a very long time since this is the type of transportation we've seriously discussed. And a lot of people will remember there's been a few citizen-led proposals of rail in the past. And those, I think, have all been really well-meaning, but you really need the buy-in from municipal governments. I feel like there's money at a provincial level if you're doing things together, and especially if you can meet some goals that address greenhouse gas emissions, climate change, and transportation and regional cooperation.
Totally. Obviously, Banff has a train station, newly renovated one. That's, you know, perfect stop. Where would passengers get off in Canmore? Would they just sort of let them off behind Boston Pizza or Fast Gas? Here you go.
We don't need a train station like Banff has. In Europe, they're everywhere. It's a platform. I think, and this is me just wildly speculating, Rob, if you go past Boston Pizza towards Banff, there's a siding there where they pull off onto the side.
Right, yeah.
That possibly could be an area looked at for improvements, not only to pedestrian movement, because you see a lot of the high school students crossing those particular tracks to get across to Bow Valley Trail. That fencing is kind of ignored sometimes. That might be a great spot, because right beside it is the rec center.
Right, okay.
And the parking lot there. Parking is going to be important.